Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young writer called Jenny Taylor, who has just had her first novel published.
Today I'm talking to Jenny Taylor. Jenny's a young writer who's just had her first novel published.
Hi.
So, Jenny, did you enjoy studying literature at school?
When I was at school, I always loved reading, though I preferred stories to poems. Then we got a new English literature teacher who wrote things herself and encouraged us to do the same. I really wanted to write like her. That made me work hard, even though I never felt what I did was much good.
How did you get your ideas for this first novel?
Well, I always notice how people behave. I'd often go out with friends and family, and they'd all go online using their phones. And I'd just sit back and think about the other people around me. I'd start imagining what their lives were like, and it all grew from that.
Can you tell us something about your novel?
Yes, it's about a girl and her parents. It starts when they spend a day somewhere their relatives lived in the past. It includes some interesting facts about the place, but the story focuses on the different challenges they have to deal with as they learn more about what happened long ago. Anyway, I won't tell you more than that.
How do you feel about your novel?
Well, it took quite a while to write. I showed it to a friend when I thought it was ready to be published, and he agreed. He also helped me find a company to do that. I'm sure people will want to keep turning the pages to find out how it ends. Anyway, I really hope it'll sell well.
You're now working on a new book. Do you have a routine for writing each day?
Well, I get up early in the morning and start writing for a couple of hours without changing out of my pyjamas. I'll even have lunch in them, and then write for a couple more hours. When things are going well, I can write for up to 16 hours. On those days, I rarely leave the house. I find I write better as the day goes on.
And what do you read for pleasure?
I read a variety of things as research for my writing. Books about science, biographies, that sort of thing. But what I choose when I relax is things that are amusing, rather than anything too serious. It's like an escape from real life. I hardly ever choose thrillers, though. I don't know why.
Well, Jenny, it was great to...
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Jenny Taylor. Jenny's a young writer who's just had her first novel published.
Hi.
So, Jenny, did you enjoy studying literature at school?
When I was at school, I always loved reading, though I preferred stories to poems. Then we got a new English literature teacher who wrote things herself and encouraged us to do the same. I really wanted to write like her. That made me work hard, even though I never felt what I did was much good.
How did you get your ideas for this first novel?
Well, I always notice how people behave. I'd often go out with friends and family, and they'd all go online using their phones. And I'd just sit back and think about the other people around me. I'd start imagining what their lives were like, and it all grew from that.
Can you tell us something about your novel?
Yes, it's about a girl and her parents. It starts when they spend a day somewhere their relatives lived in the past. It includes some interesting facts about the place, but the story focuses on the different challenges they have to deal with as they learn more about what happened long ago. Anyway, I won't tell you more than that.
How do you feel about your novel?
Well, it took quite a while to write. I showed it to a friend when I thought it was ready to be published, and he agreed. He also helped me find a company to do that. I'm sure people will want to keep turning the pages to find out how it ends. Anyway, I really hope it'll sell well.
You're now working on a new book. Do you have a routine for writing each day?
Well, I get up early in the morning and start writing for a couple of hours without changing out of my pyjamas. I'll even have lunch in them and then write for a couple more hours. When things are going well, I can write for up to 16 hours. On those days, I rarely leave the house. I find I write better as the day goes on.
And what do you read for pleasure?
I read a variety of things as research for my writing, books about science, biographies, that sort of thing. But what I choose when I relax is things that are amusing, rather than anything too serious. It's like an escape from real life. I hardly ever choose thrillers, though. I don't know why.
Well, Jenny, it was great to...
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.